The 10-year T-note jumped again today. Interest rates? Yeah, that too. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 17th of May. Thanks for clicking through. What kind of fees are you paying for your 401k? Don't know? You should. Pharmaceutical companies, are they gaming the system? You've got news. Wells Fargo just launched a Trust Us media television campaign. They better buy more airtime. Death Wish is coming to Iowa. It's coffee. The state's largest credit union might have to change its name. Those stories, the markets, and marketing for business. Episode 16 is all about restaurateur Sam Owen. Hang on, it's quite a conversation. Then Jeff Pitts from City View with stuff to do in the metro, getting you ready for the weekend. First, let's check the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Let's get cracking, shall we? Do you remember 2011? Some of us remember that time as recessionary. We were just starting to climb out of a deep, dark hole. Well, something happened today that reminded us of that year. The 10-year T-note went up again to 3.12%, that along with higher interest rates. The Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett, once said, well, just last year, as a matter of fact, when he was talking about higher interest rates, quote, "If interest rates are destined to be at low levels, it makes any stream of earnings from investments worth more money. The boogie is always what government bonds yield." Well, now that bonds are back, the thinking is that equities are not worth quite as much. Buffett explained that when interest rates rise to high levels, such as in the early 1980s, it makes higher equity valuation multiples much less attractive to investors. Now, nobody's suggesting we're going to get back to the rates we saw back in the 1980s, but this is what else Buffett had to say. Quote, "When we had 15% short-term rates in 1982, it was silly to pay 20 times earnings for stocks," end quote. Just something to chew on. Hey, while we're talking about investments, what are the fees you're paying for your 401k? Odds are you don't have a clue, but don't feel bad. Many workers are in the same boat. But perhaps after you hear this, you'll be asking the question. Federal regulations that went into effect back in 2012 require 401k plan administrators to disclose fee information to employees. Bet you didn't know that. But the worst news is that while the fees seem deceptively small, they can add up to hundreds of thousands of lost dollars. Consider this example from the U.S. Department of Labor. Say you have a 401k with a current balance of $25,000. Over the next 35 years, you earn an average return of 7% on that balance. So let's say you don't contribute another penny to that fund. And let's say the fees on your 401k are one half of 1%. That means that over the 35 years, the balance, that original $25,000, will grow to $227,000. Not bad, huh? Now, let's take that same $25,000 and attach a 1.5% fee. At the end of 35 years, your balance grows to $163,000, or $64,000 less. And it was just an increase of 1% in fees. So, have we got your attention now? Best advice is to check with your employer and find out what the fees are in the mix, and then, if you can, find a way to lower them. Now, this might mean a serious conversation with your employer and whomever is running the investment. Go check it out right now. We're all well aware of the cost of drugs, and they continue to go up in price. This week, I spoke with a person who takes a medication that costs $1,200 a pill, and he takes two a day. Two. Pharmaceutical companies spend billions of dollars to develop new drugs, and they do whatever they can to keep generic copies off the shelves. Drug companies fight for patent extensions, seek new uses for old products, and sometimes prevent generic drug companies from obtaining samples. Enter Dr. Scott Gottlieb. Don't know who he is? Well, he happens to be the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, who calls this, quote, gaming the system, end quote. And he has vowed to stop it as part of the government's campaign to lower drug prices. Well, today the FDA took a new tack and began posting a list of makers of brand-name drugs that have been the target of complaints, sort of to persuade them to end the shenanigans, in the commissioner's words. Dr. Gottlieb calls it transparency, but this approach is better known among, well, others as naming and shaming. For more on that, head to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration website, FDA.gov, and search for drug and approval process. Well, when I was in Washington, D.C., we got to take a look at a brand new television ad campaign from Wells Fargo. Yeah, they launched a new TV ad campaign that tells consumers they are sorry for their past deeds, that the bank has learned from their mistakes, and that Wells Fargo is working hard to earn back our trust. Well, they better buy some more airtime. The Wall Street Journal today reported that employees in Wells Fargo's so-called wholesale unit, which is separate from its retail bank, added or altered information on documents related to corporate customers without the customer's knowledge. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the information added varied from Social Security numbers to addresses to dates of birth. The incident happened last year in 2017 and in early this year of 2018, as Wells Fargo was trying to meet a deadline to comply with a regulatory consent order related to the bank's anti-money laundering controls. According to the journal, Wells Fargo became aware of the behavior in recent months from employees who blew the whistle. Yeah, trust us. Stay tuned. Well, it looks like one of Iowa's largest credit unions may have to change its name thanks to legislation that passed the Iowa House and Senate. End-of-the-session appropriations legislation included a provision banning Iowa credit unions from using the names of state universities in their titles. So, who does that impact? Well, try the University of Iowa Community Credit Union. The Des Moines Register is reporting that Senator Charles Schneider, a West Des Moines Republican who is chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, said lawmakers included the new rule to officially separate the credit union's name from that of the University of Iowa. Meanwhile, the Iowa Bankers Association says the name is deceptive. What does the credit union say? Well, they say they're not actually using the name of the university. How can that be? The credit union told the Des Moines Register that the school's legal name is State University of Iowa. So there's some ambiguity whether or not the credit union is actually using the name of the university. Once again, stay tuned. Hey, have a need for caffeine? I mean, really a bunch of caffeine, you know, just not going fast enough for you? Well, Death Wish, the self-proclaimed strongest coffee in the world, is hitting the shelves here in the Des Moines market in Walmart stores next month. Complete with a skull and crossbones packaging, Death Wish boasts between 600 and 700 milligrams of caffeine. That's in a 12-ounce cup. That's about twice as much caffeine in a Starbucks blonde roast, or five times as much as a standard brew. Now you know. Got a Death Wish? Yeah, there you go. Hey, when we come back, it's Marketing for Business, Episode 16, with Phil K. James and our guest, Sam Owen. We're talking food, restaurants, marketing with this very one-of-a-kind chef and restaurant owner. Click through, hear this wild conversation on the Business News Hour.